Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for February 19th, 2020. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, India is attempting to reach a trade deal with the U.S. before President Donald Trump makes his first official visit to the country February 24th and 25th. People close to the negotiations say the Indian government is open to greater market access for American farm and dairy products. India is willing to allow market access for U.S. products like cranberries, blueberries, pecan nuts, and avocados at lower duty rates. They're also open to allowing the imports of DDGs, the byproduct of ethanol production used in animal feed and alfalfa hay. Even as the two nations attempt to have a deal put in place by Trump's visit, there aren't a lot of details available as to when the new agreement might be ready. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has the National Weather Service's outlook for the end of February and into March.
And looking ahead to week two, the 8 to 14 day outlook covering the time period from February 25th through March 2nd. Easiest way to look at this forecast is to break the country up into three parts. We'll look at the west first, where it's expected to be generally cold and dry. Then if we look at the middle part of the country, it looks like below normal temperatures and above normal precipitation. Then the eastern one-third of the country, fairly mild with near or above average temperatures and wet conditions. So obviously the most interesting sector, the most interesting third of the country will be the middle, where we have the cold and wet meeting. And that does look like with the possibility of some storminess in late February and early March that could include heavy snow, particularly across the northern and central plains and the upper Midwest.
The National Pork Industry Forum is just weeks away. The event will be held March 4th through the 6th in Kansas City. Pork Checkoff spokesperson Cindy Cunningham says the forum delegates will consider the most important issues facing pork producers.
The National Pork Industry Forum really is a tremendous opportunity for delegates from across the country to come together and talk about those issues that are impacting the pork industry today and into the future. These delegates are selected by their local and by their state pork association and producers from their home states. And they then come to the National Pork Industry Forum where they talk about the issues, determine where the future direction should be on those issues, as well as how their checkoff can play an important role in the pork industry.
Dairy Farmers of America have reached an agreement with Dean Foods to purchase the bulk of Dean's operations for $425 million. An AgriPulse report says the agreement will be contingent on approval from the Justice Department and a federal bankruptcy court. The company currently operates 57 facilities in 29 states, and under the agreement, Dairy Farmers of America would acquire 44 of those facilities. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.